Late in 1995, Mike Wallace interviewed President Gordon B. Hinckley. The resulting news piece about the Mormon Church was hard-hitting and unflattering. However, just 2 years later, Mike Wallace ended up writing the foreword for a President Hinckley book. Listen along and see if you can figure out how this happened.
What began with God, Jesus, and a single farm boy has now become a worldwide religion with more than 9 million members. But more than a religion, Mormonism is a lifestyle.
Brothers and sisters, I feel a kinship with all of you who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We've just returned from a long journey from Salt Lake City to Montevideo, Uruguay, to dedicate a temple, the 103rd working temple of the Church. One of the speakers, a woman, told a story the likes of which you have heard many times. When the missionaries knocked on their door, she had not the remotest idea of what they were teaching. However, she invited them in, and she and her husband listened to their message. It was, for them, an unbelievable story. They told of a boy who lived in the state of New York. He was 14 years of age. God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, appeared before him and spoke with him. Other manifestations followed. Among these was securing from a hill near his home golden plates, which he translated by the gift and power of God. How could anyone believe such a story? It seemed preposterous. And yet these people believed as they were instructed. Faith came into their hearts to accept that which they had been taught. It was a miracle. It was a gift from God. They could not believe it, and yet they did. By the miracle of the Holy Spirit, it is a marvelous and wonderful thing that thousands are touched by the miracle of the Holy Spirit. Miracles occur. A seed of faith comes into their hearts. It enlarges as they learn, and they accept principle upon principle until they have every one of the marvelous blessings that come to those who walk with faith in this, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is faith, faith that is the converter. It is faith that is the teacher.
You'd expect the head of the Church to believe it, but so does Orrin Hatch, a Mormon.
We believe that we know that this happened.
Bill Marriott, chief of the Marriott hotel chain, a hard-headed businessman, believes it too, and he's a Mormon.
14 years old, and God and Jesus come to see him? You believe that?
Yes, I do. I do.
Your church says God and Jesus spoke with your founder, Joseph Smith, back in 1820 and told him to start this church. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
He was 14 years old.
Yes, sir.
A backwoods farm boy.
Yes, sir.
In New York State.
That's the miracle of it.
The voice is the voice of the living prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley.
Faith. Faith. Believe it. In the name of God.
Are we listening, brothers and sisters? When the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized, the Lord gave a revelation to members of the church through his prophet, Joseph Smith, Jr. Speaking of the president of the church, the Savior instructed church members to give heed unto all his words and commandments, which he shall give unto you as he receiveth them, walking in all holiness before me. For his word ye shall receive as if from mine own mouth. Are we hearing the words of the prophet to us?
Faith. Believe it. Faith.
Have we studied his counsel? Are we listening, brothers and sisters? He has spoken to you plainly. Are we listening, brothers and sisters? Knowing that President Gordon B. Hinckley is God's prophet, also endows us with responsibility. When we hear the counsel of the Lord expressed through the words of the president of the church, President Gordon B. Hinckley, our response should be positive and prompt. Positive and prompt. History has shown that there is safety, peace, prosperity, and happiness in responding to the prophetic counsel, as did Nephi of old. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. Are we listening, brothers and sisters? I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. Never forget how it felt to listen to the words of the prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The church is true. True. Believe it. And thank you, Brother Ballard, for giving my talk again.
Mormons are controlled to a remarkable degree by the church.
I was asked at a news conference on one occasion how we get men to leave their vocations, to leave home and serve the church. I responded that we simply ask them, and we know what their answer will be. What a marvelous and wonderful thing it is, this powerful conviction that says the church is true.
President Hinckley acknowledges it is not easy to follow the Mormon faith. He calls it the most demanding religion in America.
It is demanding. And that's one of the things that attracts people to this church. It stands as an anchor in a world of shifting values.
Living as a devout Mormon is not easy. In addition to what you cannot do, there's a lot you are supposed to do. You're expected to read Scripture daily, and to read Scripture together as a family at least one night a week. Students attend daily religious courses. Sunday services last 3 hours. But beyond that, church activities take several more hours each week. All of those hours and all of those rules are too much for some Mormons who fall away. Steve Benson left